listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Mr. Attorney Michael Dolan. Attorney Michael Dolan is representing Mr. Demetrius Anderson. The attorney Michael Dolan has a law office in New Haven, Connecticut. He works on criminal defenses and personal injury. How are you this afternoon, Attorney Dolan?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you could come on at such notice. I really appreciate it.
Glad you have such an interest in this matter.
Yes, sir. So you're representing Mr. Demetrius Anderson.
Right.
I'm going to tell you a little bit of background about this. Mr. Demetrius Anderson walked out of a Connecticut state prison, a free man. So he's been free for 13 years, and now they want to send him back to prison. So I'm going to ask his attorney, Michael Dolan, some more questions and find out what's going on. Okay, would you like to give a little bit of background about the case for those
sure.
who haven't heard about it?
Sure. He was transferred on Pennsylvania. Some federal charges down there. He remained in Pennsylvania for about a year, where his cases were eventually resolved.
Wait a minute, sir. I've got some feedback. Could you move a little bit further from your mic?
Oh, okay. So he stayed down in Pennsylvania for about a year, where he was eventually convicted of passing counterfeit currency. Received a 16-month sentence, and after a year, he was transferred back to Connecticut. When he got back to Connecticut, he received a 3-year sentence on identity theft and failure to appear. And those sentences were ordered to be run concurrent with the federal sentence. The federal system did not recognize that state order, so they didn't. They spent time. In his time that he was ordered to run concurrent with his federal. But upon release, as what happens and happens in every case, the Department of Corrections in Connecticut ran a warrant check and a detainer check to see if there were any other jurisdictions that had a hold on him. It came back negative, and he was released. And he had thought that the federal system had honored the state court order, and he went about living his life, obtained employment in various retail positions, and finally landed a job with the city of New Haven, where he's worked for the past 8 years. About a week and a half ago, he got a knock on the door as he was getting ready for work. He opened up the door in a robe. Marshals took him in, threw him up against his refrigerator, and as he states it, you would have thought they were coming for Bin Laden. And they took him into custody. The marshals had very little information, so couldn't give him very much information as to why they were taking him into custody. They brought him down to court. I began my representation of him. I brought him to court in New Haven, and the Pennsylvania judge wanted him held in custody or sent directly to a federal 16-month sentence.
Sir,
yeah.
sir, that last part, could you repeat it, please? I'm having trouble hearing you. It's staticky.
So he received a so when the judge in Pennsylvania had directed the Connecticut judge to either hold him in custody and send him to Pennsylvania, or to ask the Bureau of Prisons to designate him to a federal institution so to begin the service of his sentence. The judge in Connecticut felt that flight risk was not a risk to the community based on 13 years as an upstanding member of the community, and there were enough questions that needed to be answered, whether there was in fact an error by the federal government in not crediting him with his sentence. The judge, we were able to convince the judge to keep him at liberty. So we had a two-week window before he had to report down to Pennsylvania, where the judge in Pennsylvania had been indicating, he was going to show him little mercy. And we began to, fight for his freedom, research, and petition various branches of government to keep Mr. Anderson at liberty.
So, this is my understanding. You confronted U.S. Marshals, am I correct?
8 U.S. Marshals came to his house, that's correct. Came to his apartment.
Okay. And they showed up at Mr. Demetrius Alexander's apartment door. And he didn't know what was going on. He's 43 years old. And was his place ransacked?
It was not ransacked. No, it was not.
Okay. All right. So he must be pretty scared.
Oh, he was terrified, yes. But, he took comfort in, he thought there must have been some mistaken identity because he knew hadn't done anything wrong. So he was shocked that to learn that he was afraid that the federal government's trying to serve.
Sir, the last 30 seconds, you faded out. Okay. Are you there, sir? Attorney Michael Nolan, are you there, sir? Mr. Anderson, are you there, sir? All right, everyone. I'm going to play some music to Mr. Attorney Michael Dolan comes back on.
Your hands for Blog Talk Radio.